BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So this is how Tuesday's show went. There wasn't a dry seat in the house as Sarah Jane Crawford off of BBC Radio 1 Extra played Innuendo Bingo with Chris. Some brilliant clips today. Also a great new song that Phil and Alice played last night, which I heard, which I bring to the attention of the nation in the afternoon. A new way to get you texting in to Greg James for Comet Relief. It's catchy. What's Jason Mraz up to these days? And Hugh Stevens plays Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
A cold glass of water in your face. Let's do it.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you'd like to watch us, and I suggest you do, it's good. Go to the Radio 1 website now and you can see us. Hi. Oh, my forehead is shiny today. It's my T-zone.
What does that mean?
It's gone wrong.
What does that mean?
It's moisturised talk.
I've got some powder in my bag for you.
Thanks, love. So, Sarah Jane's listeners and our listeners, come together on Innuendo Bingo. Thanks for doing this today.
I see that you've got, like, new stalls and they've got, like, it's kind of like a sort of target board onto the stall, so it's, like, where to aim.
Yeah.
What may have also changed, Sarah Jane, since last time is the new rule, which is you do have to maintain eye contact with your with your opponent. So
fine.
Just stare deeply into his eyes if that's not
that's
too much
kind
of
weird.
A that,
no,
hassle
you're doing
for
too
you.
Much there.
Why?
I don't know. It's just,
can't take it, can you, Chris?
Like you can see into my soul or something.
Staring him out.
It's weird.
I like the staring out game anyway, but it's better with water.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we're ready, get on the website now and watch it if you can. And let me know where you're watching, at BBCR1 on Twitter or text 81199. Sean in Southampton is so ready. So is Lewis in West Sussex. I know there is a place called Lewis in West Sussex, but there's also a person there called Lewis. Hi, Lewis. And Andy the Trucker, always ready for bingo. Get your waters, please. If you're playing along at home, get your waters as well. And thank you if you've sent us a clip this week. Really appreciate it. Okay, you were ready?
Ready. Watch out for the close-ups as well on the cameras now.
Yeah, we've got new
well.
Zooms.
That's the weirdest. Mm. See?
So they zoom into you now. It's quite good. Mm. All right.
Right then.
Here we go. Water, please. Now, I think the rules of eggheads have changed a little bit.
It's not that. No. It's Return of the King. Oh. Return of the King. Very tricky if you haven't seen them. Chris, deep throat.
Are you kidding me, Chris? That went... Oh, you're going to get it.
It's good when you... straight in the face.
I didn't expect that.
Oh, that's hilarious. That clip.
Already.
Oh,
see, right. The eye contact makes it good. Cause
it's very difficult to avoid the...
Yeah. Avoid the face. Mm. That's my new favourite clip.
Chris, deep throat.
Jeremy Vine there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. And we've got our waters and we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad that my mum wasn't watching Coast the other night. Did anyone see it?
Under here, it's all wet and slimy,
yes,
isn't it?
Covered in. Jam the hands up in that crack. I know it's wet, it's painful.
Very tricky, now what?
I would not have known where to look.
Whoa. Oh. That would have been well awkward watching that, wouldn't it? Oh. With your parents?
Things you watch with your parents you do not want to watch. Hayley off Sunderland. Hi, Hayley. Oh, trying not to laugh in case my student's here. Teacher.
Teacher's listening.
Yeah. Kate in Cornwall says, okay, I'm watching in the uni library. This could be funny. I've even put water in my mouth.
Love it. Playing along.
We've talked about playing this game in a library. I think that'd be good fun.
We should do that at some point.
We went out.
It's like more pressure, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. We should definitely do that.
Out in public, yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Alex has sent this one in. Thank you, Alex. And it's over to Del Winton. On In It to Win It.
Here we go. Here's your question. What shape is Calamarata pasta? Is it ring, ribbon, shell?
Sorry, I'm going to choke.
It's not even finished yet.
It's going to be accepting.
Okay, well, don't ruin it for everybody.
Okay, I can tell.
You obviously watched the show before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a lot of pasta in my cupboard at home. And I don't think I've got calamari. I can't even say it.
Calamarata.
Calamarata. I've got shells in the cupboard, and it's not calamarata. I've got ribbon pasta in the cupboard, so on that basis, I'm going to go ring, please.
Would you like me to take ring as your answer?
Yes, please, Dale.
I accept ring.
Same.
Oh!
Always the same. Beef, anything. It's always the same.
He always accepts it. Always... Sorry, I've lost it.
He must know.
I accept beef. Okay. Oh. Sorry, I'm... Oh.
I accept ring.
Okay. Okay. Oh. I'm back. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And now... What happened there? Chris,
no.
Put it together. What's going on?
I don't know.
Is it still Dale?
To grow up.
All right. I accept ring.
Okay. Ready? Let's go over to dinner date.
Christina's a little concerned.
I'm a little bit worried about the runniness of my pie.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear. Everything about
this
pie
is the best
the same.
Game, I love it.
It's still a good game, isn't it?
I need more.
Still good.
I'm a little bit worried about the runniness of my pie.
Okay. More water, please. Jordan in Greenwich is watching during his lunch break at college. Hashtag hilarious. And Sibo in Edinburgh, also watching. Right, who fancies some history of the railways? Let's go.
Next time, the age of supremacy. How the railways won back the public's confidence. How new frontiers were opened up at home and abroad. And how the railway's finest hour would come in the face of their most deadly challenge.
Sorry.
There's some really, really wet people
in, your face
in
well.
Here. More water?
Mm. And how the railway's finest hour would come in the face of their most deadly challenge.
A little spurt from Sarah Jane there again. Okay, here we go. Now, I don't know if anyone's noticed, but the rules of Britain's Brightest are really quite something. Somebody at some point will have pitched this idea to a TV executive. Ready?
In each round, the first to make their volcano erupt is the winner.
Thanks, Balding. Okay, we're good.
I've cut that down.
Well held. Okay.
Right.
Now, I do believe this is David Attenborough's first appearance on Innuendo Bingo.
This is the greatest gash that exists in the surface of the earth.
Oh, Chris!
Can we try and get through it?
Is that...
There's
that's
more?
Not
there's
over.
More, yeah, of course.
Right.
Let him explain himself. Really hope you're watching this on the camera as it's good to today.
This is the greatest gash that exists in the surface of the Earth. From the rim to the river at the bottom is a vertical mile. There are a number of trails down, and the usual way is to make the trip on the back of a mule.
Thank you, David.
Oh, my goodness.
Still got some more. If you're listening on One Extra and thinking, what's going on? Sarah Jane is getting wet.
My bum's wet.
On Innuendo Bingo, we play clips of rude stuff and people laugh with water in their mouth. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm.
A classic from Fern Cotton.
Martin on Twitter's also had a whack off his fiancée. in the night, dreaming about something, crawling up her arm anyway.
Miss you, Fern. Okay.
Great daytime.
Look at, I mean, you really have just one area, isn't it?
Oh, close up on that, close up
no,
on that.
No, I don't think that's...
Yeah, there already has been. There already has been.
No.
Yeah, that's happened. Okay, more water, please.
You're getting through it, aren't you?
Top Gear is back on TV, and it's back on Innuendo Bingo.
Over the back, Wes, I'm in love.
But the handling isn't all down to the magic flaps.
Yes. Oh, Sarah Jane.
Look at me.
Are you okay?
No.
But the handling isn't all down to the magic flaps.
Right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm struggling to bend.
Magic flaps.
Okay, we've got two more.
Two more.
Now, it's over to Women's Hour now on Radio 4. And since Fifty Shades of Grey, it has to be said, Women's Hour has changed quite a lot.
There is something they put in the chunky Kit Kats that is addictive.
The emphasis on chunky.
Chunky. And the four fingers don't do it. The chunky does it. And you need two, and you need to get home, sit down, put television on, and unwrap that chunky.
There we are. Hello, Lederer there.
Good on them. Good on right them, ladies.
Okay. One more. Water. Fancy some ski jumping?
The expression on Alexander Pointner's face says it all. It's not vintage cock yet.
I knocked her off her seat.
What happened? That's the skier Martin Cock they were talking about there.
One of my finest sprays. Took her off her seat, Scott. What,
the actual power of the water was so big that she fell off her seat. That's brilliant. Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks to listeners on Radio 1.
Scott.
And one extra thanks, Sarah Jane. And thank you for watching on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, you know, yesterday we were doing the thing about massive collaborations and how they don't follow each other on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nelly and Kelly, Eminem and Dido. Imagine my surprise last night when I looked. Even though they'd done a track together, Skrillex does not follow Birdie Nam Nam.
No, really?
Unbelievable.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what I was listening to last night, which I was really enjoying?
What was that?
Phil and Alice.
Oh, yeah?
I really like their show. It's kind of like a little club. Well, you do feel included, but it's like a late-night club. It's really good.
Mm.
And they played this song last night. They played the new Stroke song, which is really good.
Yeah.
And then they had Don Broco in the live lounge. And you could see them on the webcam. I couldn't see that because I was driving. But that was exciting. And then a song came on, and I really want to know what it is. And it went like this. Have you seen my nose? I cut it off last night. And that was the first bit of it.
You wrote this in your phone and everything.
Have you seen my nose? I cut it off last night.
And why this? Did you enjoy this song in particular?
I think it's something new, but I just made me laugh. It was like the opening lyrics of the song.
And now you need the whole thing.
I need to know what it is. If anyone knows what that is, if you were listening to Phil and Alice last night, please let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So I was listening to the new queen and king of late night radio last night, Phil and Alice. Hang on, I've just called him a queen. I said queen first.
Yeah.
The king and queen of late night radio, Phil and Alice, on their new show. It's just got a really nice kind of chilled vibe to it. Like, if you're going to bed at that time, or maybe you're up doing work, uni work, whatever, loads of new music, bands that you won't have heard before, but they'll tell you about. It's just really good. And about 10:30 last night, I was listening in my car, and there was a song that really stood out. And I'm going to play you the bit now, but 10:30 last night, if I was actually having a drink in my car, like a can of pop or whatever, it would have gone over my windscreen. Thankfully, I wasn't. Here it is. Yeah.
Get on the Radio 1 website, though, because our webcam for the waiting room is on.
They're pretty boys, aren't they, Don Broco?
But... they are. I don't know how to respond to that.
Marika Hackman.
Have you seen my nose? I cut it off last night.
so sorry. So you were driving around at this point?
Yeah, I was. And I heard, they just went into the song. And I'd never heard that song before by Marika Hatman.
Mm.
Have you seen my nose? I got it off last night.
And you just started laughing.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
I love that you've then, obviously when you got back, written it in your phone.
Yeah. But I'm interested to know more now. And Marika Hatman in the studio tonight with Phil and Alice from 10 o'clock. So good that we've brought this to everyone's attention now, I think.
What words? Have you seen my nose?
Have you seen my nose? I cut it off last night.
Right.
And it's just that I wasn't expecting it at all. And it's actually not that funny now, is it?
Well, it's an odd lyric.
It's an odd one. You don't get that with Example, do you? Or Pitbull, no. Who's coming up next. But anyway, Marika Hatman in the studio tonight with Phil and Alice. I'm a big new fan. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. So Greg James is on day two of probably the hardest thing that he will ever do. It's for Comic Relief to raise as much cash as we can for people who have terribly difficult lives, both in the UK and across Africa. So Greg is on the Zambezi, which is one of the most dangerous rivers in the world. You've probably seen crocodiles and hippos and snakes hunting for food down on the Zambezi on programmes like Africa and Planet Earth. That's where Greg is right now, trying to get down that river, which isn't easy at all. It's this time of year when people do ridiculously difficult things for Comet Relief. And yesterday, for a bit, it sounded quite fun, I think. Bit of white water rafting. Today, really not fun at all. Let's speak to him now. Hi, Greg. Hello. Hey,
this
you okay?
Hello. Hi, yeah, this is definitely the weirdest place I've ever listened to You, Me at Six before, on a riverbank.
I know.
Yeah, never thought I'd listen to those chaps here. This is day two, and if you heard with Sarah earlier, it's been a bit of a wake-up call today. As you said, yesterday was quite... It was quite leisurely at times. We were just getting acclimatised, getting to know each other, getting to know the river a little bit and seeing a bit of the wildlife and everything. And today, it's been very, very difficult. Let me just set the scene quickly before we chat about what's happened today. So at the moment, we've just pulled into a small island. There's thousands of them dotted around the Zambezi. It's such a vast, huge river. I know Sarah Cox said earlier that she went, oh, is it like a dual carriageway? Well, it's not. It's huge. It's vast. It's like an airstrip, and like three airstrips together. It's huge. Sometimes you can't see the banks of it. But we're now in the middle of it, and we were going to dock up to speak to you just around the other side. But then there was a huge crocodile that someone spotted, and they went, yeah, probably best to go to the other side of the island. Okay, everyone. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, Scott will wait 5 minutes. So
is that
that's
why
where we are at the moment.
Because they were saying to me, oh, we need to wait 5 minutes. Is that why? Because there was a crocodile where you were going to do your report.
Yes, exactly. Exactly why. And that is why this place is so unpredictable. Because, honestly, humans aren't really supposed to be in the river. It's not our home. It's the home of the hippo. It's the home of the crocodile. It's the home of all this wildlife and these amazing birds. So we're intruding, if anything. But earlier today, things did get very, very serious very, very quickly. We all started off thinking, oh, yeah, we'll do a bit of rafting today. It's going to be a right old laugh. Yeah, this is going to be great. And we started doing it. There was two people per canoe. We had I was paired up with Chelsea Healy, which we all thought was going to be a disaster because we're both not that great. And we thought we were going to be the casualties of the day. And it was Dara O'Brien with Philip Siduwu, and we had Jack D with Mel C. And we went on our merry way down a bit of the Zambezi, which we've since learnt that is like nothing, like no other river in the whole world. We've learnt from our guide Sven, and he said that that part of the river, there's nothing else like it in the world, because it's quite the rapids aren't huge, but it's just quite narrow in places, and you have to be quite quick at manoeuvring and stuff. So a couple of us got into a lot of trouble, actually, and I will pass you over to Dara to take it from here and explain exactly what happened, because we don't know. We lost them for 2 hours. So Dara, here we go.
Scott, how are you? Can you hear me?
Hey, Dara, are you okay?
Yeah, it's a lot more tired than when I was talking to you 24 hours ago with the laughing and the joking and the ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
It's a bit more serious.
So you got lost for 2 hours today. Can you talk me through exactly what happened?
Well, what happened, we set off in convoy. Myself and Phillips were at the back of the convoy. And it was we had to turn right into these rapids. They're like mangrove swamp rapids, if you understand what I mean. The trees extend into the rapids. So on the turn, myself and Phillips missed the turn. as it were, and found ourselves, despite our best efforts, being just driven towards the trees, and then ended up wedged underneath the trees. Phillips came out of it particularly badly because he had a tree branch that was just pushing down on him. We didn't know, there was no way out because obviously the full force of the river is driving us into this and we're side on to it now. So the only thing we could do was then to push ourselves further into the trees underneath, at which point the boat flipped, I got thrown out, Phillips was still in, we managed to right ourselves, I clambered back on, at which point the boat tipped again, I got thrown out with both of our paddles. So
you're
now
in the
Phillips
water.
Is in the boat. I'm in the water, floating freely. Phillips is in the raft on his own.
The oars have gone. You were still there. You were still holding on to the side of the boat, but we saw the oars drift down. Yeah.
We did. Yeah. No, we got sort of united and reunited. But the point is, he's in the water. He's in with no control. I'm in the water at this stage. We grab onto a tree because we've now taken the wrong turning, so we had to physically move the boat around. This, by the way, the story gets better as it goes along.
Okay.
We had to physically move the boat, as in like just heave it into the right channel and then sit there. And we'd already had like a 20-minute conference. Remember that, Phil? Do you remember the time we spent together under that tree?
I remember we were saying, do we stay in the boat or do we just jump out and float down the river? I wasn't intending on getting wet, so we stayed in the boat.
Yeah, the idea was that, because sometimes the best thing to do is actually just have the river carry you, because we'd no control over the boat at all.
But there's crocodiles.
There are crocodiles. Yeah, just trust me, the crocodiles at this point are less worrying to me than an eye line of trees that would have just popped into us. So we decided just to go for it. We decided to go flow free down the rapids in without any paddles. We passed another boat, the boat from, who is it? It was Mel and Jack, who had already capsized and had been saved. And their boat was now wedged under a tree with another man there who threw a paddle to us, screaming, stay in the middle of the river, stay in the middle of the river. And we have no... So now we've got one paddle. We're trying to keep into that. We career out of it. We're now going backwards down the river and we crash into another tree, which threw me out for the third time. Phillips, magnetically glued to the canoe, finds himself swept into an inlet of it. I'm now shooting down the Zambezi on my own. There is a tree branch sticking out, like a stump of a tree. So I grab onto that and I hold onto that for 40 minutes while a rescue boat crossed to get Phillips. Phillips, what are you doing for this time?
I'm still holding onto the tree and the boat.
And a boat had to come across, go across the Zambezi, pick him up. There's a man standing on a rock island telling me not to move because I'm weighing up how long I can stand. This is like 3 knots of river. This is like a proper rapid. And yeah. I'm standing and trying to keep place. And so there's only so long. At some point, the calculation is I got to just let myself be carried away because if I'm just carried away, exhausted, I can't swim. So I got to see at what point I can do this. After about 40 minutes, that rescue boat comes around the thing and they all start shouting to me to jump. So I had to jump onto a moving raft went past and be carried onto it. And the bizarrest thing about it was, there's a cameraman in the middle of it shooting this beautiful moment, leaving 3 female members of the crew on my side. And there were obviously more experienced rowers on the other side, but I jumped into a boat which looked like it was a Women's Institute River Rescue Service. It was three like productionist manager women going, get on, all right, it's the only one I'm going to get. And we hopped onto that and then got swept down to relative safety. Genuinely, incredibly frightening time.
You must have been terrified.
Very, very scared because you're on a log in the middle of the Zambezi, and at some point, the only thing to do would be to detach yourself and hope that works out.
We are talking about one of the most dangerous rivers in the world here.
Yeah, and I'm right in the middle of it. And 40 minutes is a long time to consider your life choices.
Yes.
And just go, wow, I really hope this gets the donations in because I frankly cannot do more for the cost than possibly quite hideous. And
it's
also
become
really exhausting.
It's become clear, I think, to everybody today that you're not doing this for fun. We're trying to get as much money as we can for Comet Relief.
We are.
Okay, Dara, well, that's a lot of drama since we last spoke 24 hours ago.
Isn't it? That's literally just this morning.
Everyone's okay, though, yes?
Yeah, everything is fine, actually. Yeah, the boat that worked, Greg and Chelsea's boat, breezed through. They saw, I think, Jack and Mel dip over, but then they got to the bottom, and their big drama was a fish jumped into their boat, and they were going, "This is the most exciting morning." And then cue an hour waiting for us to come back while I'm standing on a tree in the middle of a river. So yeah, it was tense. Do you know what we're doing now, by the way?
No.
Do you know what we're doing now? We're going into another set of rapids.
You're serious?
Yeah, we got helmets on. We have to do it. I don't think it's going to be as savage as that.
Well, and the others really worried about where you were as well, because obviously that's a long time to just go missing from the other members of the crew.
Because we were the last, and we actually had to sit there and go, look, no one's going to be able to come back to us. We're going to have to find our way out of this tree and just see what happens. But because we were the last boat, no one had any clue where we were. And then when we suddenly emerged 40 minutes later, and then there's this hostage situation in the middle of the river where I'm very obvious. I mean, you'll have, wonderful shots from every part of the Zambezi. You could have seen me because I'm standing in the middle of the river on a piece of tree waving and trying to do hand signals to a guy going, do I just jump?
Well, fair minutes. Play, Dara. That's a bit of a morning you've had. Okay.
Yeah, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, have fun with the next set of rapids.
Yeah, I know. I'm really looking forward to that. It can't be weird. No, these are quite open, these ones. The mangrove rapids, I think, are passed, as far as I know.
Good.
So it won't be as serious as that. Like, Philip, are you the better for this now?
I think I need to get back on the water, otherwise it could be the end of the trip. No, it's a worthwhile call, so we need to make sure we get out there. You know what I say, jump back on the horse straight away, so...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We should just get back and start doing
it. Get back in.
And see it out, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be as beautiful a story.
I've got something to play to Greg, if that's all right.
Absolutely. There you go, Greg.
Hiya. All right.
Hey. So...
So there you go. What a day.
That's been a bit of a day, hasn't it? I've got something...
And I'll tell you what, just one quick thing before you, before that. Jack and Mel had a pretty horrible time. It was trumped by Dara and Phillips' adventure. But also, it's worth noting that Jack has still not got his kit. It's floating down the Zambezi somewhere. And this is all his stuff to sleep in. This is his wash bag. This is everything. This is his watch and his camera and stuff. This is everything that's floating down the river at the moment. And he hasn't got it. So this is going to be a horrible rest of the week. And it's going to be a horrible rest of the week for him. You can borrow my trousers, though, but
that
I'm
so rubbish.
Anyway, so...
Okay,
we're okay-ish.
Good. Okay, so there's hippos, there's crocodiles, there's snakes. You've seen it on TV. This is actually happening right now. It's not for fun. It's on the Zambezi River, one of the toughest rivers in the world. And a pound is all we're asking for you. That can go such a long way and can help transform the lives of people in this country, in the UK, and also in places like Africa. So if you would like to donate, just think of Dara there, just holding on to a piece of tree, and text the word Greg to 70011. It really is that simple. Obviously, if you can't afford it, then don't. But if you can spare a pound, rest assured that whole pound is going straight to Comet Relief. Don't make the mistake of doing what some people did yesterday and texting the Radio 1 number. That won't get the pound through. You need to text the special number, which is 70011. Text the word Greg, G-R-E-G, to 70011. Text will cost a pound plus your standard network message charge. The entire pound will go to Comet Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. And ask the bill payer's permission if it's not you. Terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/rednoseday. Just think about it. It's a pound. You can hardly buy anything for a pound now. Can't even buy, some of the places around here, you can't buy a water for a pound. That can provide a hot meal for a child in the UK that really, really needs a hot meal, living in extreme poverty. A pound could pay for text messages to be sent to 15 young women in the UK who self-harm, providing urgent advice that they really, really need, and support, which of course they really need when they need it the most. A pound could also feed two kids living on the streets in Kenya for a day. When you put it like that, it's really not very much. And all of that pound that you spend by texting in, just a simple text, one text, goes to Comet Relief. Text the word Greg to 70011, and thank you so much. Radio 1 audience, always very, very,
thank you very much.
Generous at times like these, so thank you.
there's so many people texting the wrong number at the moment. I think you just need to make it really clear that you need to text 70011, not the Radio 1 number.
Yeah.
It's a separate number for this.
Yes, there are a lot of people texting in. So, listen, it's Greg to 70011. Don't text the Radio 1 text number. That won't get through. Hey, Greg.
Yes.
We've got a little song that's going to stay in your head now for the rest of the day, probably, as you travel down the next set of rapids on the world's most dangerous river.
Okay, can I just say that we are quite fragile at the moment?
No, it's good.
It should encourage
people to text in and spend that much-needed pound for Comet Relief.
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
Yes.
It's something that Chris made earlier.
Come on, Greg James. Come on, Greg James. Come on, Greg James. Come on, Greg James. £1 text. Pay for textbooks, £1 text. Feed two children, £1 text. Ride clean water, £1 text. Very, very cheap, £1 text. School orphans, £1 text. Help street kids, £1 text. Feel warm and fuzzy, £1 text. £1, £1.
£1 text.
That is incredible.
Very, very cheap, wow. £1 text.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you very much. That's the biggest laugh we've had all day today. That's cheered us up. Thank you very much.
Do you want it again?
It's amazing.
Yes, you do.
Sure. Why not?
Text now, 70011. 70011. Text the word Greg.
Come on, Greg James. Come on, Greg James. £1 text.
£1.
Pay for textbooks, £1 text. Feed two children, £1 text. Ride clean water, £1 text. Very, very cheap, £1 text. School orphans, £1 text. Help street kids, £1 text. Feel warm and fuzzy, £1 text. £1, £1.
Yes, you will feel warm and fuzzy if you text 70011 and text the word Greg. Do not text the Radio 1 number. That whole pound goes to the UK and Africa and people that really need it for Comet Relief. Greg, 70011. Well done for today, and I'll speak to you tomorrow, Greg.
Thank you very much. We've got to get back on the boats before sundown to get back to our next camp, and we've got 2 hours of canoeing to do now. So if you enjoyed the stories from Dara, or you enjoyed the song from Chris, which I certainly did, if I had a phone or a text right now for the whole thing, if you enjoyed any of that, or you want to just bet on a basic level, just help some people have a much better life, then text Greg to 70011 right now, and I'll speak to Hugh. What, after five, is it tonight? 5 o'clock today, I'll speak to Hugh.
All right.
On the show, okay?
Nice to
Thank
hear
you
your voice.
Thank you so much, everyone.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye. Bye.
The Red Nose Helen High Water Challenge. I'm
yours. Me and the one that doesn't speak were just wondering what Jason Mraz is doing now. I think what happens, well, we both think this, he goes to the cash point every day, puts his card in, checks his balance, and then goes, ah, ha, 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 ha. One song, all that money off one song.
You're saying.
Ah, ha, ha. And then goes and watches TV for the rest of the day. And then on Tuesday, repeat. Go to the bank, put the card in, laugh, TV. Wednesday, repeat. Thursday, etc. A lot of people texting in because of the £1 text song. Thank you for donating money to Comet Relief. BBC Radio 1. Remember, it's not the Radio 1 number, it's 70011. Text Greg. Mike's been on from Belfast saying if Jason Mraz was smart, he'd get an app on his phone to check his bank balance every day. More TV time, no leaving the house. True. In a similar way, Justin Timberlake used to go to the ATM every day and do the same thing. Card in, laugh at balance, and leave, go and watch TV. Until one day, card in, laugh. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh. Better make a new one.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Time for Real or No Real. You right, Hugh Stevens?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
You're good. Okay, so some of these are real, some of them really not. But it's your choice. Which ones are real or no real? And it's 10 Scott Mills points each time, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, here's your first one.
There used to be an app you could download for your smartphone called I Am Rich. It cost $999.99 and did absolutely nothing.
So, I don't understand this. So, this was, I suppose, is the point of the game. Is that real or not? I'm struggling to to believe that that would be the case.
I think we all need to hear it again.
Yeah,
you
yes, please. A bit too much.
There used to be an app you could download for your smartphone called I Am Rich.
Right.
It cost $999.99 and did absolutely nothing.
$999.99. How much is that? That's 1 cent short of...
$1,000?
I suppose the point is that you're so rich that you don't mind buying an app for that ridiculous amount of money.
You're rich. Why would you
just
care?
Because you're rich.
You're just spending the money. It's not your money. You probably inherited it, had a good idea like you used to have, Chris.
I still do. I have all the time.
And make a lot of money off it. So, yeah, I think that probably exists for rich people.
Okay.
Do you reckon Deborah Meaden's got one?
Yeah. Well, we can always call her.
No,
but she stopped answering.
Yeah, funny that. Okay, real or no real? Are you staying real for the smartphone app?
Yeah, I'm going to say real on this.
That one is real.
Yes, wow. Right to go real.
Well, I Am Rich. Is that a real app? That's mental, isn't
it? Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And next.
Before she was famous, Birdie made an appearance on David Dickinson's Real Deal. The People Help the People songstress brought along an antique tea caddy with a pair of ornamental geese on top.
Right, I don't know who this is. Who's
Birdie?
Off of what?
Thanks for listening.
People Help the People songstress.
Skinny Love.
Oh, Skinny Love, yes, I do know that one.
Unreal.
New music first.
What was the programme that he did? Antique, no.
Was it, Birdie was
Dickinson's
on antique, and, oh, Dickinson's Real Deals.
Yeah.
Something with a goose.
So Real Deals on Real or No Reels. Confusing. I reckon she was probably did it, because she's only young now.
Yeah.
Right.
I think she's only like 16, 17.
Probably went on with her mum.
Probably, possibly, or maybe like, you know, just, yeah, or with a nan or something.
Mrs.
Yeah,
Birdie.
Mama Birdie or something.
Mrs. Birdie.
I just can't see her. So I mean, she's quite young, so I cannot see her going on this show.
Why is that funny?
Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, now. Birdie.
After all that, it wasn't even one. And next.
Scott Mills follows Zane Lowe on Twitter.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, gotta be real, surely. Radio 1 family and all that.
Yeah, surely, real. Gotta be.
That one is real.
Good. We're all pleased about that.
Does he follow you back, Scott?
And next.
Oh. Mozart once composed a piano piece that required the player to use both hands and their nose.
He was Mozart, obviously not. No real.
I'm going to say... do you know what? I'm going to go for this one. I'm going to say real.
You've got to go quite far to get up to the high notes, haven't you?
Extra note.
Bing, bing. I'm going to say real.
Seriously?
Yes, why not?
Mozart.
That one is real.
What? No. I didn't think there was a chance for that.
I know. Okay, here's your next one.
Zane Lowe follows Scott Mills on Twitter.
Oh, well, this is it.
This is my question.
Here we are.
I've got to go no real then, otherwise why would you have brought it up? This is very awkward.
I'm going to have to say no real.
Doesn't matter,
then.
Whatever the answer is, it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's fine either way.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Do you want Zane to follow you, Scott?
It's fine. I said it was fine.
Do you know what? You should unfollow him, I'm sure.
That's just childish, though, isn't it?
That would send him the message.
No, I've unfollowed you now. No. Anyway, at the end of that round of real or no real...
It was a good scoring round for me today. I scored 50. Hugh scored 30.
Yeah.
Good. What's on today, Hugh?
Today we'll be talking to Greg again, live... from Zambia in Africa.
Yes.
And also we're doing Hugh's hashtag, Midweek Styly.
And tomorrow...
Tomorrow, Pixie Lott's coming in.
Pixie very Lott's excited. Sorry, that took me by surprise.
That's
for a second,
Pixie Lott, Chris.
Delayed reaction. Do you remember the last time you spoke to her, she told you to leave her alone?
That's really awkward.
So...
Actually, no, I told her.
You told her to leave her alone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I shouted at her down the phone because I thought it was you winding me up and it... turned out to actually be.
I knew that someone told someone to leave each other alone, but like, yeah.
She sent me a lovely birthday message, and I thought it was just winding me up.
So, can we come in and say hi tomorrow, Hugh?
I don't want any awkwardness on my bit in my studio, so I'll ask her to pop in here. just before she comes on my show.
All right. Hugh's up at four. We're boshing on through the week already. Tomorrow, another 24 years at the tap end extract from my friend Chris's autobiography. That's at 1:45. But we'll be on Radio 1 from 1 o'clock. Stop now.